Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Fong.
And welcome to the Christmas Eve version, Monday version of Q&A. We've got an old buddy in the studio today. We have David Snyder. He is a local CPA and tax expert. We'll be talking to David about preparing for taxes and avoiding unnecessary expenses and paperwork and getting all of your financials in order. Also today, a little Christmas gift for our listeners who didn't have a chance to hear my September interview with the one and only Engelbert Humperdinck. He performed at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center just a few months ago. So for those who missed that interview, you'll hear that today, right after the local and state news and weather with Link, plus a couple of little Christmas tidbits to prepare you for Jerry Stewart's Christmas Day special, which airs right here tomorrow at 2 o'clock on KQ&A. Now, if you've wondered why the Arizona Cardinals, according to published reports, will likely make a coaching change after next Sunday's season finale at Seattle, consider this. When a team goes into the locker room at halftime, you know, that's when the coaching staff, particularly the offensive and defensive coordinators, they make their adjustments to what they saw in the first half. Well, the Cardinals this season, according to my calculations, have gone into a total of 15 halftimes trailing 230-108. So, whatever adjustments they made, they resulted in a third quarter aggregate of opponents already, you know, way ahead, outscoring the Cardinals in the third quarter alone 93-24. And that's what's going to doom at least one coach at the end of this season. Now, the good news in all this, it's been a bad season, but it looks like we'll get the number one overall draft pick next season. Let's just hope it's not another Robert Kemdiche or Matt Leinart. Keep in mind, when the Cardinals were in St. Louis for 28 years, their scouting director, George Boone, was notorious for first and second round draft picks that just completely tanked. So bad, in fact, that in their final season in St. Louis, they had a press conference at Busch Stadium where they announced live their first-round pick as Kelly Stauffer, prompting Tom Wheatley of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch to proclaim, "Oh my gosh, now George Boone has drafted a girl." So, on that note, and our Baltimore Ravens fan here in the studio gets that one too, we'll be back with David Snyder in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This holiday season, we'd like to remind you to please drink responsibly and use a designated driver. Your friends at Hensley Beverage Company, Findlay Toyota, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, and the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A encourage you to do the right thing.
From 5 p.m. Christmas Eve through 6 a.m. New Year's Day, if you do over-celebrate, do the right thing and have your server call First Class Taxi, 772-3000. Hensley Beverage Company, Findlay Toyota, Bucky's, and Yavapai Casinos will pick up the tab and get everyone home safely. One ride per person to your home only in the Prescott Quad Cities area. Some restrictions apply. Ask your service for details.
Do the Right Thing is presented by Hensley Beverage Company, Findlay Toyota, Bucky's, and Yavapai Casinos, First Class Taxi, and the Talk of the Quad Cities. Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and at 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back. We are live at 207. We have our old buddy David Snyder in the studio. David, your name is always followed by an alphabet soup. When it comes just for taxes, give me an idea how tough it is just to keep up with the tax code.
Well, with tax reform coming up for 2018, it didn't seem that hard to me. Nancy Pelosi said one thing that was correct about the tax reform, and that was that it didn't make it any easier.
They never do they?
Completely wrong about how it's going to affect most U.S. citizens these days. It's going to be a great, it's going to help people reduce their taxes and make it make a little bit more sense.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the tax reforms was this 20% deduction for businesses, which allows for a deduction without, you know, you're going to have your regular expenses. But if you are under $317,000 in net income, or AGI, adjusted gross income, then you're going to be able to take that 20% deduction on your business. And that is just 20%. Of your income, basically. If you make $100,000, it'll be a $20,000 expense, essentially, mm-hmm. and along with all the other expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll reduce people's taxes greatly, as well as the brackets that you're going to be in, as well as the standard deduction doubling, as well as, although you lose your exemptions, the standard deduction doubled, as well as the child tax credit doubling. I mean, all those reforms made taxes much better for your ordinary U.S. citizen here.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of wasting money on the federal government, they're gonna be able to keep more of what they earn.
Mm-hmm. What about business owners? What does tax reform mean for them?
Well, again, I mean, you get the deduction. You're able to take those deductions. Also, for C corps, you're able to you only have one bracket now. It used to be 15, 25, and 35. Now it's mm-hmm. just one bracket, so 21%, straight 21%. And C corps are taxable entities on their own level, whereas S corps are not, partnerships are not. They flow through to your personal return, so it's only taxed at one level. Whereas C corps are taxed could be taxed twice if you take dividends, for example.
So on the 21% across the board tax, right?
Yes.
That's for C corps, right?
Yes.
I can remember 20 years ago when Steve Forbes, publisher of Forbes magazine, was running for president, and he proposed, I believe it was a 14% across the board consumer tax, income tax rate for Americans. Is that even possible?
Or the fair tax. Fair tax is a little different, but flat tax is also a great vehicle for this. I think we should go to a flat tax or a fair tax.
Mm-hmm.
It would provide. It would be still progressive because people that are wealthy would still be paying more because mm-hmm. they would be buying more because it would be a. It's a flat tax based on
consumption.
Consumption. So they would still be consuming this, and they'd be still paying 14%.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The fair tax is a little different. You take out the embedded sales taxes and everything that every component of everything that comes. You're making a machine of some sort. Every component is taxed as a sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
You take all that out, and then you make a 22% tax, fair, and it goes to the fair. All these, the flat tax, the fair tax has been proven that it would be more revenues to the federal government,
mm-hmm.
but it would be fairer for everybody because you're not wasting this. You know, it's not coming out of payroll. It's not coming out of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could, it would be fairer mm-hmm. for everybody. legally. Even people that are, ambassadors from other countries, you know, the people in New York, everybody would be paying the fair tax or the flat tax.
Mm-hmm. Now, we get a lot of calls this time of year at Q&A from nonprofits who want to talk about the Arizona tax credit. That's a big one. Tell us what that's about.
All right. So there's five Arizona tax credits. Now, you're not going to be able to take the Arizona Military Family Relief Fund now because they have $1 million cap and that's been reached. In fact, it was reached about September because I sent my check in September. And they sent it back because they are
because you made over $1 million. Why?
No, because they did. Sunrise Lions adheres to, and that's 800 married filing jointly and 400 for individual taxpayers. You have until April 17th to do that for 2018. April 17th of 2019 to do that. You also have the public schools, which is 400 married filing jointly, 200 other statuses. And that would include Future Business Leaders of America at PHS, or you can go to the charter school Tri-City, where my son goes. And you also have until April 17th of 19 for that 2018 credit. You also have the school tuition program for $2,213, married filing jointly, and $1,107 for individuals. And that's like Sacred Heart or Primavera. There's a couple other ones. There's a bunch of other ones out there. You also have until April 17th for that one. Then there's a foster care tax credit, which is $1,000 married filing jointly, $500 for other statuses. And you have until April 17th for that one. That would be sort of like CASA for Kids or something like that. And say you owed, you know, $4,813 to the federal government or to the state government, and you paid in all these tax credits, which is $4,813, you would owe nothing and you would get your withholdings back.
So $4,813 is your ceiling?
Yeah, that would be the ceiling, including the Arizona Military Family Relief Fund, if you did contribute to that and were able to get before the deadline, before the amount. So let's say you would owe zero. Say you owe $2,000 and you paid in $4,813, you would carry forward that $2,813 up to 5 years forward on your Arizona tax return. Now, there's an issue with the returns now. If you didn't get it by a certain date in August, then it doesn't help you in the federal. But I think there's going to be some legislation or there's going to be litigation on that to try to get that back. Mm-hmm. You know, but it might be too late for this year, but I don't know. So it's not going to help you on the federal unless you got it in by a certain date in August as of now. Let's see what happens in the next couple weeks or something. I don't know if they're going to do anything to fix that. But let's see. My main focus on the tax credits is for our Prescott Sunrise Lions. We give to a lot of different organizations that on our tax credit program, such as Deli Webb Family Enrichment Center, Camp Toddy for disabled youth, People Who Care, Leader Dogs, Prescott Women's Shelter, School Nurse Assistant, Family Advocacy Center, the Youth Vision and Hearing, YEI, which is for disabled adults, Vocational Scholarships, and Yavapai Food Bank. Those are many of the programs we work with. And then we also give to the Greatest Need. A couple of years ago, we used Greatest Need money to get scanners for the Yavapai School nurses to go around to scan the kids' eyes in first and second grade so they're not looking back. They're not looking at the board thinking they're stupid because they can't read the board.
Can't read the board, yeah.
Okay, so you know, we get those new scanners, and that really helps the school nurses. Also, we're doing it in-house. We're doing scanning in-house where some of our Lions are going around to these areas mm-hmm. and scanning the kids' eyes. And what they do, kids' eyes, they have an issue, they get sent to an eye doctor to get a full exam. Mm-hmm. You catch it early, you can solve the issue. We give lots of money for school. That's one of the first plank for Lionism, because Helen Keller in the 1920s asked us to be the Knights of the Blinds, and that's when we became, instead of a business organization, we became a we serve organization. We serve the areas that we're in. So we serve. Mm-hmm. That's our organizational motto. And if you want to donate to these programs, go to the Prescott Sunrise Lions Club, P.O. Box 985, Prescott, Arizona 86302, or PrescottSunriseLionsClub.org. and you can move through PayPal to donate through those organizations. It's really, our Lions clubs are 47,000 clubs in the world, in 210 countries around the world, and over 1.5 men and women are Lions.
And before we cut to the break, tell us how our listeners can contact David A. Snyder, CPA.
Well, it's David Bill's Grill. If you, it's really easy. Or you can call me at 928-445-0104, extension 9.
And when you look him up on the web, that's not Duke Snyder, S-N-I-D-E-R. It's David Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, right?
Absolutely, S-N-Y-D-E-R.
And more coming up with David Snyder in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
If you've waited all year to buy a new vehicle, stop what you're doing and head straight to Lamb Nissan's year-end event. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. The 2019s are here, so we're taking thousands off our remaining 2018s. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue, for only $19,777. That's over $6,500 off MSRP. Or the Rogue Sport for only $18,988. Save nearly $9,000 off MSRP on a 2018 Murano SV all-wheel drive, only $28,988. Or nearly $8,200 off MSRP on a 2018 Nissan Maxima, only $26,948. Think you can only afford a used car? Think again. How about a brand new Nissan Versa for only $10,888 and it comes with a full warranty? Only at Lamb Nissan's year-end event. Visit lambnissan.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
A holiday greeting from the staff and management of KQNA.
I'm Sanford Cohen.
I'm Gregory Scott.
I'm Cindy Oxford.
I'm DJ Fone.
I'm Diane Tucker.
I'm Bill Monroe.
I'm Susan Oppenheim.
I'm Chuck Roberts.
I'm Michelle Dubay.
I'm Russ Edwards.
I'm Terry Cohen.
And I'm Ken Byers, wishing a safe and happy holiday season to your family from ours, the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today. 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fone.
We are back live at 220 with CPA David Snyder. David, you mentioned a few minutes ago that there are going to be some changes in the tax law involving the standard deduction and certain exemptions won't be allowed anymore because you're going to take the standard. Now, with this many, I assume that means a lot more people will be taking the standard deduction, correct?
Yeah, I would assume so, too.
And with that assumption, should people start, I mean, should they look, take a closer look or take it easier on how many documents that they save during the year preparing for taxes?
Well, there's a couple things with itemized deductions that you got to remember. Okay, so we're not taking any more miscellaneous itemized deductions. There's none of that anymore, 2%, subject to 2% of AGI. We're going to, so there's none of that. Then the property taxes went down to allowing only $10,000 of, you know, individual, I mean, a person, I'm sorry, a family. Mm-hmm. And so that's, property taxes aren't that high. The taxes don't tend to be that high. These are going to be the high tax areas. There's for charitable contributions. There's still going to be interest on your mortgage, there's still going to be medical deductions as long as they're subject to they're all subject to 7.5% of your AGI. Mm-hmm. So if you're making $100,000 in AGI, then the first $7,500 of medical expenses are going to not be allowed as a deduction. So that affects your standard deduction. Your itemized deductions, and then your standard deduction will probably be higher in most cases these days because since it doubled. But again, it might not help you as much because you're going to lose any exemption you used to have. Yeah. You have five kids. That's a significant amount of exemptions that you're going to lose. So the standard deduction, you know, I move that back and forth in terms of comparing the two, and sometimes it's not going to be better, and sometimes it's going to be just as good. So mm-hmm. It really depends on especially if you're going to get a lot of medical expenses one year, you have a surgery or two, and then you could possibly take itemized deductions. And then also, it used to be subject to 50% of your AGI for charitable deduction. Now it's 60%. So let's say you made $100,000 and you made $50,000 or $60,000 in charitable deductions, charitable contributions, you can take that $60,000 instead of just the $50,000. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it just there's some back and forth you have to look at to see if it's beneficial to you.
Now, I remember when talks began on the new tax law a couple of years ago, some people were suggesting they may start hitting that home mortgage interest deduction. That would be like touching the third rail in the subway, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes. I don't know if it would be, if you took a flat, we've talked about flat tax and fair tax, those things go away. Mm-hmm. You know, those itemized deductions go away. I mean, for the most part, from what I understand, that you know, for the proposals they have now, mm-hmm. So you know, your taxes are 14%. I do this. I think about this in terms of corporations in a way, because C corps used to be at 35%, and if it's at 35%, the corporation is going to be working harder to find those loopholes for their corporation.
Sure. Yeah.
If it's at 21%, they might not be hiring so many people to do that. It's the same with this. If it's, you know, you have to cost benefit of everything.
So they're going to be paying an accountant $75,000 to save them $500,000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just good spending of your money, obviously. So let me ask
you this. At 35% versus, say, 21.
And there you are. Yeah, exactly.
So you might not get the cost benefit there at 21.
That's true. Let me ask you this. How often do you deal with somebody who wants you to make sense of their financials and their taxes and things like this, and they come in with a great big box with no organization whatsoever, just telling you to make sense of this?
I have that about maybe 5% of the time. I've had people come in with trash bags.
Oh.
worth of the...
They're not coming in at 3 p.m. on April 15th, are they, and say, do my taxes?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Well, so on that note, what should people be doing in this last week of the year? What should they be doing to prepare for 2019 and to prepare for any possible IRS audit?
Well, the best thing to do would be to organize everything. And if you're in a business, you better be on QuickBooks or something some program that spits out financials and it has all your detail on it, and that you've been over the year or at least over the last month putting all your information in. And I can correct things like that. But when I'm putting it together, it's going to be a lot more difficult to find the potential issues. Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, because, you know, there's only so much time in the day, you know. So, you come in, you get organized, and that in itself would help you reduce the threat of an audit. That would reduce the threat not only of an audit, but also if you are going to be audited, it would limit the exposure you have.
Mm-hmm. So. You know, now consumer interest, like credit card interest, that isn't deductible anymore. That's been the rule of law for years, right?
Yeah, consumer interest. Now also home equity lines. Mm-hmm. If it's not for a property, if it's for paying off credit cards or something, it's not deductible anymore. So But if it's not for a property of any sort, then you can kiss that one goodbye too. And that might,
you know, in I think it was 2007, 2006, something like this. I had run up a whole lot of credit card debt, and then I lost my job. So obviously, you know, the wolf was at the door. Well, I had to let some of those credit card bills go, and what happened was, much to my surprise, that those charge-offs were considered by the IRS as taxable income.
Yes.
And that bumped me into a higher bracket. So now I'm paying a lot more in taxes. But the good news about that is this, and this plays into who I'm talking to next week. Twice a year, I talk to Brian Watson, who is a criminal investigator for the IRS. And he explains every time he's on the air, don't be afraid of the IRS. Let us know what you're doing. We will work with you. And you know what? It took me 8 years to pay back those back taxes. And everything I did, I let them know, and they could not have been nicer.
Yes, don't be afraid of them, but have somebody like me fix your issue.
Yeah,
come to me.
Make a mistake.
I like fighting the IRS, and I help a lot of people do that.
Sure.
So I, not only do I do taxes and business valuations and audits, reviews, and compilations, but also I fight the IRS and I try to reduce everybody's exposure, the threat from the IRS, try to hold their hand through the issue, mm-hmm. because a lot of people don't, you know, they're all jacked up. They worry about this stuff too much.
Sure, sure.
You know, you
and
can't overthink this too much. They can only take so much.
Well, yeah. And you do tax returns, correct?
I do tax returns.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you react when you hear some people say, well, I got a guy down the street who does tax returns who says he can guarantee me a $10,000 refund, and I can save this much on taxes, and he doesn't even ask me for documentation. You should tell him to run, shouldn't you?
Yes, you should. And I would laugh at that.
Yeah. Yeah. There are still people who brag about that. Yeah, they'll say, oh, I know a guy who can do you might want to go someplace else. Yeah, go to a guy who's going to, you know, speak straight with you, right?
Yes, I want to be straightforward with everybody. I won't blow smoke up your butt.
And when they're talking to you, they better be factual and let you know everything going on, right? Because you got to know how to plan for that, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's you have to plan for it. You have to be able to work back and forth. I have resources with me that... You know, I have, you know, other CPAs in the office, other people that have knowledge of how to deal with the IRS or anything like that. And we pass it back and forth and just mm-hmm. hash it out. We say, oh, okay, this is the best thing to do for that person.
Sure. And once again, for any listeners who want to hash it out with you about their financials and their taxes, how can they contact you?
Well, I'm David A. Snyder, CPA, PLLC.
We know that.
And I'm at 325 South Montezuma Street in Prescott, right down the street from Bill's Grill, 928-445-0104, extension 9, and davidasnydercpa.com.
One last very important question, because it's the end of the year. How about them Ravens?
Ravens are...
It's a good thing Ken Byers isn't here to hear that. That's David A. Snyder, our friend, the CPA. Stay tuned because we've got local and state news and weather with Link coming up, and then a chat with Engelbert Humperdinck from September. Stay tuned for that on Q&A.
Thank you.
Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012825, LNS number 162.09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You're sampling the best!
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
The night skies are busy with activity. Dr. Sky will tell us what's happening in space. The desert's filled with beauty and plants that are edible. We'll have an expert to talk about it. And if you're ready to plant citrus trees, Farmer Greg will tell you how. And just in case you're needing some home improvement help, give us a call. It's our way of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A Will Hoyt man has died in a single vehicle accident.
On Friday night at around 8:30, 59-year-old Thomas Cavanaugh was seen driving away from the Borough Inn bar on Highway 89 in Will Hoyt. Other witnesses observed Cavanaugh squealing his tires as he left the parking lot and hearing an engine revving and then a crash. According to the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, the vehicle was traveling on Canterbury Drive towards Stevenage Lane. When it came to the T intersection, the vehicle skidded and then impacted a berm, causing major damage. Initial investigations revealed Cavanaugh wasn't wearing his seatbelt during the crash and impacted the steering wheel, causing it to break. So then Yavapai fire personnel arrived and removed him from the vehicle. Cavanaugh stopped breathing and life-saving measures got started. He was pronounced dead on scene. Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies were sent to the Borough Inn to get information about the incident. It appears Cavanaugh had been drinking before the crash. The investigation is ongoing. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The search will soon get underway for a new Central Yavapai Fire District board member. Member Vesely Jacobs announced she would be leaving the five-member board at the end of last Thursday's meeting.
I have decided it's necessary to resign as director.
Jacobs was the longest-serving board member at the time of her resignation, serving 4.5 years. Fellow member Jeff Wasowicz thanked Jacobs for her service.
Have enjoyed serving with you on the board. 4.5 years is testament to your public service.
The board has also sworn in a new member, Dane Beck, who was appointed after he was the only candidate to run for former member Tom Steele's seat last fall. Darlene Packard, who's starting a second term, also ran unopposed. She will serve as board clerk, and Matt Zercher will be the board chair next year. For more information on this story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott eNews. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather, partly cloudy tonight and a wet or possibly white Christmas for tomorrow. Expect an overnight low of 34 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 44 tomorrow and on Wednesday. 35 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday and Wednesday of 52. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities at 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Hey, this is Leah from the City of Prescott. Have you ever wondered how the city moves water to its customers or where the water goes once it's used in your home? Join us on January 16th at noon at the Prescott Public Library for Water Smart Drop by Drop, the Prescott Urban Water Cycle, and an introduction to the 2019 program. Let's discuss water one drop at a time. Again, that's January 16th at noon at the Prescott Public Library. For more information, please visit www.prescottwater.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
One of the great pleasures of hosting this show is that we occasionally get to talk to somebody who really is a living legend. That is certainly the case with Engelbert Humperdinck. For those of you, the few people in the world who haven't heard of Engelbert Humperdinck, he's only sold about 140 million records, 4 Grammy nominations, a Golden Globe, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and of course, the famous voice we can never forget. So, Mr. Humperdinck, let's start it real easy. How do you go from being Jerry Dorsey to Engelbert Humperdinck?
Very easily. I was a starving singer, so when the guy that was managing me, Gordon Mills, changed my name to Engelbert Humperdinck, I was glad of it because I know it's a difficult name to pronounce, but you know what? I'm glad he chose it because I'm here today talking to you because of it.
And it's a name you won't forget easily, isn't it?
No, that's not easy. And I took a name that was kind of strange to pronounce and turned it into a romantic image, which is very difficult to do.
Indeed it is. Now, you've been performing ever since the late 1960s, correct?
67 was my big hit, Release Me, which stopped the Beatles from having their 13th number one. And, you know, it's in the Guinness Book of Records, and that particular year it sold the most records of anybody in the world, you know.
And when you were a little boy, who were your first musical influences, and what kind of music did you hear in the home growing up?
Well, you know, I didn't hear too much music because, you know, I'm an army brat, and my father was stationed in Madras. It was a tropical country, and I think mostly, I didn't leave there till I was 10 years old. So, you know, from 1 to 10, you're sort of a playboy. You know, you play outside and in the wonderful gardens and in the sunshine, and you don't think about music at that point. Well, I didn't anyway, not until I was 11.
Wow. And the British invasion, of course, completely changed American music. You were part of that. What are some of your favorite stories of the success you've had both worldwide and in the U.S.?
Well, you know, my success has been very gradual. It's not. It didn't burst up. But I did have number ones in the 60s and the 70s, and I sold a number of records. Of course, you know, actually, you quoted 140. It is 150.
Wow.
But, you know, I've been very successful with my songs. They've sold steadily, and my music, my type of music, and I've developed a great following. And with social media in today's world, people know what you're going to do before you get there, you know, because people who have seen your concert put bits and pieces online. Just an amazing world today.
Tell us what it feels like to be on stage and look out in the audience and see three generations appreciating your music.
I know it's amazing. It is amazing because that's the kind of audience I have. I have a across-the-board age group, and I've seen people in their teens out there, and I've seen people up in the ages, you know. But I think that's what's given me longevity in this business, and I'm very pleased about that.
Who are your musical heroes?
Well, I have to say that there are a few that I like. The one that really comes to mind right away, of course, was the great Elvis Presley, who became not only one of my favorites but also a good friend. And you know, the other people people I've been friendly with is like, you know, with Elton John and people like that. And I've got to sing with the gentleman from Kiss. I've made records with the great Johnny Mathis and Willie Nelson, who I really appreciate in the musical world, you know, those kind of people.
Now, I saw Johnny Mathis in concert in Phoenix, Arizona, less than 2 years ago. And what struck me was he was 80 years old, and he sounded just as pure and as wonderful as in his 20s.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing. And when he sang on my duet album, he was just the same. And you know what? He was so complimentary. He called up, and he thanked me for being on the album. And it was so nice. You're quite a gentleman.
When you are touring, you know, you're not in your 30s anymore. So when you're touring, how do you take care of that incredible voice?
You know, I've been very lucky. As I've gone up in age, you know, my voice hasn't changed and lost its power. But what it has then, you know, normally when you get older, your vibrato gets kind of slower. Well, mine hasn't. Mine has practically disappeared, actually. And I sing in a more contemporary fashion in today's world of music, you know, which is great. It's great. You know, if your voice changes for the better, you've been very lucky. And mine has, thank God.
How were you able in the late 60s and early 70s to maintain top-selling records when so much of music, especially on radio, was rock and roll?
Amazing, isn't it? But I did. And for the simple reason, I think I was the only one out there that was doing this kind of music. And people like to ring changes now and again. And so they picked on me. And I was very grateful they did.
Who would you still like to be able to perform with, either for the first time or another time?
I've performed with some great people so far, you know, but like with Gene Simmons and Kenny Rogers and Willie Nelson and Olivia Newton-John and Elton, that performer Ray Charles, who was one of the greatest singers the world has ever known, which was a great memory for me and a great feeling all around.
Take us back to your early days as a professional singer, trying to make it big before you did.
Yeah, well, that was a pretty difficult time in my life. It really was. And, you know, I knocked on many doors. And so I have to tell you, the first condition of communication is a willingness to take rejection. Mm. And I took it many times in my life. But I never gave up. I knocked on that door till it opened.
The songs that made you so famous, tell us your biggest selling hits.
My biggest selling hits were Release Me, of course, which was the number one song of mm-hmm. That I recorded in my life. And then there was The Last Waltz. And then came After the Loving. And There Goes My Everything. And Am I That Easy to Forget? And Les Bicyclettes de Belle Size. And I can go on. They were all big hits.
What does it feel like the first time you realize you have a million selling hit?
Well, I want to tell you, when I first recorded it, you know, DJ, I recorded Release Me. It sat on the shelf for 3 months, and I thought, oh God, this is a hit record. Why isn't it not moving? But there was a reason for that, because I didn't get the exposure. Then all of a sudden, I had a call to do the Sunday night of the London Palladium, and I sang it on the Sunday night of the London Palladium, and it had millions of viewers. And the very next day, it started selling like 80,000 a day, 90,000 on orders. It went up to 127,000 a day, you know, per day. And it was the most amazing selling record ever, you know, stopping the Beatles from having their 13th number one with Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields.
Wow, amazing.
Double-sided hit, you know.
When I was on a Hollywood Homes tour, they took me past this mansion that used to belong to Jane Mansfield.
Yeah.
Do you have a connection to that?
I do. I owned it for 27 years.
Did you change the outside decor?
Yeah, it was pink.
Yeah.
It was called the Pink Palace, yes. I sold that in 2004. You know, I've been living in the Beverly Hills area and since then. But it was a house that my children grew up in, and it was a wonderful home, and it had a great history. But as soon as I sold it, 2 weeks later, they pulled that historical building down.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
How about that?
Now,
when it comes to your hit records, have you written most of them, or have you relied on songwriters?
No, I rely on songwriters. I do. I have written hits, but they've not been massive hits. No.
When you do write a song, generally, which comes first, the melody or the lyrics?
Actually, with me, I think the melody comes first, and then I pick a title. Once I've got a title, I think I have the whole the song wrapped up, because you know you build the song around the title, and that's how I do it. But mostly, I write my music in my dreams, and I wake up in the middle of the night and I put it on tape. As a matter of fact, to this day, when I have a musical idea, I wake up and I put it down right away, because I know by morning I'll have forgotten it. I put it down immediately. I wake up and I put it down. Of course, with the phones and things today that we have, you got that immediate recording.
You just took the next question right away from me, because I always ask writers and musicians this. Do you keep a notepad or a phone or a recorder by the bed just in case the muse strikes while you're sleeping?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And I've just recorded a new single that I'm going to be releasing very soon. And most of my musical ideas for the arrangement came while I'm sleeping, and I wake up and I put it down on tape and on I record it on my machine, and I utilize it when the time comes.
Wow. You know, when you look back at the history of popular music, Dionne Warwick wouldn't be where she is without Burt Bacharach. Elton John wouldn't be where he is without Bernie Taupin. Who are your favorite songwriters?
Well, I have to tell you that in my early days, I had songwriters like Les Reed and Barry Mason, who wrote the massive hits for me, like The Last Waltz and Les Bicyclettes of Both Sides and Love Is All and all those massive hits that they wrote. So I have to put them down as one of my favorites. And the other ones was Alan Bernstein and Richie Adams, who wrote After the Loving, which came 10 years later after Release Me and stepped me up the ladder just a little bit in the musical world.
When you came up with your first big hits, a lot of people associated you at the same time with Tom Jones. Do you and Tom Jones have any kind of friendship or relationship?
Well, we used to in the past. You know, we were partners in a business. But when my manager passed away, the one that started both of our lives, we sort of drifted apart. And I haven't seen him in about 30 years, actually.
The idea of the romantic singer is kind of gone by the wayside, which is why it's so refreshing to see you coming to town. How does it feel to stand on stage and look out and see all these people swooning when you sing?
it's always a surprise to me how much what a great following I have and how nice the people are and have treated me for all these many years of my career, and I really appreciate it. I call them my fan clubs. I've had fan clubs that have been so loyal. I see a lot of faces in the audience that come to practically every show. They travel.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, they travel and come see. When I tell you travel, I'm talking if I go to Australia, they come to Australia. If I go to Japan, they go to Japan. I go to Russia, they're in Russia. You know, it's amazing.
You truly have a worldwide following to see the one and only Engelbert Humperdinck. It's been a pleasure talking to you today. This is on my bucket list. I thank you.
Oh, that's terrific. Thank you, DJ.
Provide value. That is what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:51 with this being the Christmas Eve show and the end of the year coming up. I wanted to kind of pass on some of the people, the famous names, who left this world during 2018. Among them, of course, one of the great big names, Burt Reynolds. He died just a couple of months ago. What a lot of people don't know about Burt is that, yeah, he was really a good actor. Yeah, he kind of slummed a little bit in those silly Smokey and the Bandit movies and Cannonball Run, but he had fun with them, and they were fun to watch. Can you imagine, though? He actually turned down a role as James Bond. He was considered for but didn't get the role as Han Solo in one of the Star Wars films. He wanted to be but was not the Richard Gere character in Pretty Woman. And he turned down the role of Randall McMurphy that Jack Nicholson took for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. What a different cinematic world that would have been with Burt Reynolds in those roles. Among the other people we lost during 2018, of course, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. She died in August. Vic Damone, remember him? Vic Damone was on all the TV variety shows in the 50s and 60s and early 70s. He died in February. John Mahoney, who played Martin Crane, Frasier Crane's father on the TV series Frasier, he passed away in June. Harry Anderson, who was quite a renowned magician before he became known as the judge on Night Court. We lost Harry Anderson in April. Margot Kidder, who portrayed Lois Lane in the Christopher Reeve Superman movies. We lost her in May. Tab Hunter. Remember him? Tab Hunter was a huge movie star in the 1950s. He was also quite the movie heartthrob. And I interviewed him a couple of years ago because he had written a brand new book, and it was all about the fact that he was gay, which you couldn't say in Hollywood back then. And the studio did not want that fact about him to get out. So they would set him up on dates with people like Connie Stevens, Natalie Wood, Barbara Eden even, all sorts of Hollywood starlets, so he would look like a real ladies' man. And that story comprises a big part of Tab Hunter's book. Also, Jerry Van Dyke, he passed away in January. David Ogden Stiers from MASH, we lost him in March. Robin Leach, Champagne Wishes and Caviar Dreams, he passed away in August. Bill Daly, who we remember from I Dream of Jeannie, and of course the Bob Newhart Show, Bill Daly passed away September 4th. R. Lee Ermey. If you ever saw Full Metal Jacket, all you have to say is Gunnery Sergeant, and that was him. He was not considered for that role, by the way. He was a technical consultant from the Marines to the makers of that movie, who were so impressed that they fired the guy they had hired to play the Gunnery Sergeant and brought in R. Lee Ermey. My goodness, what an impact he made. He passed away April 15th. Some of the other famous people we lost during 2018, of course, First Lady Barbara Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush just last month. Also, the celebrity food writer and chef Anthony Bourdain. Billy Graham, of course, the world famous evangelist. Actress Barbara Harris, she was in Family Plot and Freaky Friday. Stephen Hawking, the renowned physicist, he passed away. Also, Joe Jackson, who was a music manager to the Jackson 5. Also, Mickey Jones, a musician and actor, as well as character actor James Caan. He had a big role in Poltergeist. Also, of course, Arizona's very own John McCain. He should have been at the top of this list, as well as divergent as a pro wrestler Bruno Sammartino. Hard to believe he was 82 years old. Mitzi Shore, the owner of the Comedy Store Club in L.A. and the mother of Pauly Shore. Of course, we'll forgive her for that. Also, of course, the great playwright Neil Simon, the actor Clint Walker. Remember him from Cheyenne? Also, Mort Walker, who was the comic strip writer behind Beetle Bailey and High and Lois, as well as Scott Wilson, who made his splash as a lead actor in the Truman Capote book-turned-movie In Cold Blood. So a lot of very famous names who have left this world in 2018. We remember them on this Christmas Eve salute from Q&A. Also, good news coming up on the tribute concert scene in January at the Prescott Elks Theater on Friday, January 11th, a tribute to Roy Orbison. On the 12th, a hilarious comedy show. I've seen this guy twice. His name is Mark Cordes. He calls himself the Spouse Whisperer. He will take the stage Saturday the 12th at the Elks. And on Friday, January 18th, it is the Neil Diamond tribute concert. Get your tickets at the Elks by going online to PrescottElksTheater.com or calling 777-1370. In the meantime, stay tuned for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of a Town, Chino Valley. Have a great Christmas. Please drive safely in the rain and the snow showers we're going to get tomorrow. Then join me back here Wednesday at 2 with my guests Freddie Lombardo and Leave Nielsen from Hensley Beverage for their annual Do the Ride thing, and Kristen Kearns with her year-end wrap-up of happenings at the Yavapai Humane Society. That's Q&A Wednesday at 2. Have a great Christmas, a very Merry Christmas, and I will see you Wednesday at 2 on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.